Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Brooke, how much control do women have over their friends' relationships?
I'm going to go with none.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, there's a little bit of influence, but honestly, we usually just grit our teeth through whatever terrible relationship they're in. And then when they finally break up, they're like, oh, that's so sad. But then we don't really mean it.
Yeah, so we tried to warn you.
I was assuming that you have definitely gone to most of your friend group at some point and said in your classic Brooke tone, oh, honey, no, you need to dump that zero.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm 100% satisfied with my relationship. What? Just hold on for a second. Michael, I'm on the phone. How dare you talk to me without written consent? Now go make yourself your own dinner.
Yeah, Michael.
Your fantasies of me are very strange.
I imagine the same.
Yeah, it's not, that's really far from.
A little too accurate, a little too close
okay.
to home.
Yeah.
I thought you guys have a lot of pull. Because
we try to support each other. Unless they're the ones, if you're like, if Alexis came to me and was like, oh my God, I hate this guy, I'd be like, I hate him too.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Let's get rid of him.
What's the question? Do we want a solution or do we just want a rant?
I can tell you, as a man, it can feel scary when you think that your girlfriend's social circle is turning against you.
Oh, yeah.
When you can feel it kind of happening. And that's what made one of our listeners email us for help. His name is Jonah.
Okay.
And he agreed to be a part of Am I the Jerk? Today.
Oh, we haven't done this forever.
It's been a while. So let's welcome Jonah to the show. Jonah, how's it going?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
I'm doing good.
I'm in the middle. I don't know if I want to be nice to you yet. You could be a jerk.
He sounds like a nice guy so far.
You do, actually.
Now, is your girlfriend buddies with Brooke? Because if so, you're starting in a hole already. But
God, I hope not.
Tell us what's going on with you and your relationship.
Well, my girlfriend and I, we've been together about a year now.
Oh, okay. That's always a tricky time, you know? Like, do you stay? Do you go? Like, you know?
Yeah, you're getting serious.
It's a transition point in a relationship.
Okay. It's like 10 years, like, ooh, yeah. Do I go now?
Yeah, exactly. We're starting to set long-term habits and stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
Early on, when we first started seeing each other, we'd spend the night with each other maybe like once a week, sometimes at my place, sometimes at her place.
Uh-huh. Okay. That seems pretty healthy.
Yeah, it's normal.
Yeah, right? But these last few months now, as we've been getting closer, she's been staying over at my apartment a lot more. Like, I'm talking 4 or 5 nights a week.
Oh. Okay. Like, in your room or out on the couch?
In my room.
Wow.
Did she do that, like, slowly move in move? You know, where first it's a toothbrush, then it's maybe, honey, can I have a drawer?
Yeah,
now there's
totally.
A whole new dresser in here somehow.
Wait a minute. Everything's rearranged.
Wait, maybe you guys have met.
Okay, so she's spending more and more time over at your place now.
Exactly, yeah. And it's totally fine. Don't get me wrong. I love it. And she has a roommate at her place, so being at mine lets us be alone and stuff, so that's great.
Right. Okay. You're in a better situation.
Yeah.
So that explains why she's always at your place and you're not at hers.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the issue?
The issue is that ever since she's been staying over at my place more, I've noticed that my utility bills have all gone way up.
Like the water and electricity and...
Yes.
Thank you for telling everyone what utilities are, Jose, and we needed
that. There's some people that don't know.
Garbage.
That's also included.
It's all part of it.
Gas.
Yep.
Okay.
Alexis, your turn next.
We go through the whole list?
I think we covered them.
That was pretty good. Okay.
We did.
You think it's her fault?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, in the best way possible. Just saying that she really liked her hot showers and she loves to cook. I got gas stove. And she's always cold, so the heater's on anytime she's over at my place.
Well, it makes sense that, you have two people living there instead of one.
This is like when my friends live with me for 2 months.
Yeah,
and
you know it.
Do the same thing.
Too.
Hey, I almost moved into a place that was so strict. They said, you can't have that many guests because we don't want you to take the utilities away from other people.
Well, it's expensive.
It is. It adds up.
It kind of comes with the territory, though, right, Jonah?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit, sure. It gets pretty pricey, and I guess my budget didn't have that factored in. I didn't really know it was going to be an issue until it was. I was trying to think of solutions that were fair. So I asked her if maybe she could just drop me $4 for every night that she stays over, just to kind of offset off all those costs.
$4 per night she's over at your place?
Yeah.
Huh.
I didn't think it was a big deal. It seemed fair.
Did you bring that up to her?
I can't imagine.
Yeah,
it's a weird way to do it.
It is
What was her reaction when you said that?
I mean, she took a minute to think about it, but she ended up agreeing. She was like, yeah, I guess this makes sense. And it's not a big deal. It's only $4 here and there.
But it adds up like $20 a week. That's 80 bucks a month.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it does. She's going to be basically living at my place, then I think it's fair.
But you said she agreed to it.
She did, yeah. She agreed to it, and everything was great. The problem, I would tell her sometimes before we go to bed, hey, don't forget that $4 Venmo. And
you remind her.
It just feels like such a nickel and dime type of situation.
But in his defense, what if there's a week she only comes twice? Then she's not going to have to do the
$80. You're going to tell her right before bed?
Yeah.
Good night, honey. Don't forget about the $4.
I can't think of more unsexy talk while you're in bed.
You're right.
Sure, but
it's not just before bed either. I should also mention that, and this is where the real problem comes in. One morning I left for work and she hadn't sent the $4 yet. So I just left her a cute little note saying, hey, baby, I'll see you later. Don't forget the $4, right?
Bad. It's like she's dating a bill collector.
Yeah, she constantly owes you money.
Well, this is the thing. That morning when I left her the note and I went to work, I guess her friends came over while I was at work. And they saw the note.
Oh, God.
And they started saying it was a bill. And now they're all in my girlfriend's ear saying that I'm super cheap and that, is she really sure that I'm the guy that she wants to marry if I'm charging her $4 to stay at my place?
Here's the problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the problem.
I don't think it's that serious.
So
she's practically living with me, you know?
Her friends are now saying that you're a cheap guy. What is your girlfriend's opinion?
I'm starting to side with them a little bit. You guys were saying earlier, you know how you can just feel it? I can feel it.
Okay. I have a feeling that it was the nagging even. Maybe she said okay, and then she didn't realize really what she was signing up for.
I think what makes it sound kind of cheap is the fact that you're billing her just $4 per time. Maybe if you did a flat monthly rate, like a flat $60 a month.
I think the whole thing sounds cheap, right?
Yeah, but that's a personality thing, too.
So your girlfriend was okay with paying the $4 a month at first. Or, sorry.
A day, don't you dare.
$4 a month would have been very reasonable. $4 per night she stays over. But ever since her friends got in her ear, now she's more upset with you.
Pushing back.
Yeah.
Ever since her friend saw your bill on the table.
Yeah, since she woke up to your notes.
So are you worried that maybe the relationship is starting to turn?
Well, there's that aspect of it, but I'm also, it's double-sided, because if things don't turn, if we keep going and everything's great, what if we get married one day and we buy a house, and then what, she doesn't want to have to contribute anything?
She's setting a tone.
Does she still live in the apartment and is only staying at the house? every like few nights.
But is she, I like, paid my $4.
I'm sure she contributes in other ways. Like,
she pays her own rent right now.
Buying food, taking you, like splitting bills out to dinner, you
that's
know?
That's a good point, Brooke.
Like, you stayed at her place and she didn't charge you.
Good yeah, she's not very financially savvy, clearly. Someone needs to be. You're wondering, though, Jonah, if you're the jerk in this situation for charging your girlfriend $4 per night that she stays over.
Well, when you say it like that, it sounds like I'm definitely a jerk.
I'm glad you're self-aware enough to hear that.
How do you want me to say it?
Maybe we say, am I a jerk for expecting my girl to pitch in on the utilities?
Okay.
When that's she is causing better. Them to go up.
Huh. More specific.
I don't know.
Should I charge my girlfriend $4 every single time she steps in? No, maybe what you said.
I'm open to changing the amount.
Okay.
Oh, you are. Okay.
So generous. So text in to 78592 if you think Jonah is the jerk or not in this scenario. We're going to come back. We'll read some of your texts and take some calls even when we continue Am I the Jerk? Right after this. Text in to 78592 says, only $4 a night? Bro, in this economy, raise that up to $7. Girls got to pay her way.
What?
That's from Jose B.
No, wait a minute.
Wow. Jose.
There's so many Jose B's out there. I'm sure it's one of the other ones,
wait
not this
it.
One.
Is but, it a green bubble just like his?
Hey, Jose Bouillon, stop texting in.
But if you're just joining us, we're in the middle of a segment called Am I the Jerk? Where one of our listeners, Jonah, shared his relationship issue because his girlfriend frequently spends the night over at his place.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he noticed his utility bill go way up whenever she did. So to be fair, he asked his girlfriend if she could pay just $4 per night that she stays over to even it out.
Yeah.
At the start, she was cool with it, happy to pay the money. Uh-huh. But then she talked to her girlfriends after they found a bill sitting in the living room.
I think you're leaving out all the nagging that he did every day as well, Jeffrey. Like,
reminding, you know, it's called reminding.
Yes.
And now his girlfriend is pissed about it. So we got a lot of texts coming in to 78592. A few others. One says, total cheapo. Writing's on the wall. I'd get out of that relationship so fast you wouldn't even see the cloud of dust behind me.
Wow, that's a little harsh.
A little
how you
rough.
Feel about that, buddy?
I'm not sure if he's talking about me or my girlfriend being cheap.
No.
Good point.
Touché.
It's a good
very
spin.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Another text says, I'm married with 3 kids, and this is a great idea. I'm going to start charging my teenager $2 a day for cleaning and utilities.
Yeah.
If they don't pay by the end of the month, evicted.
That's actually smart. Well, I don't know about eviction, but that's actually smart.
Okay.
I
think everybody get a grip here.
Teaching them bills.
They're probably joking, but maybe not.
Yeah.
Jonah, what's your reaction to the feedback that we're getting?
I mean, from the person that has kids, I think that's a great life lesson. Kids should know that things cost money.
What? Let's not turn this into a parenting thing. We're barely into a year-long relationship for you. Let's stick with that.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out, is Jonah the jerk for charging his girlfriend a little bit extra for using the utilities and causing them to go up? And we've got some callers who are on the phone right now wanting to weigh in and give their 2 cents. Let's go to Olivia first. Olivia, talk to Jonah here. Do you think he's the jerk?
Yeah, I definitely agree with her friends. He's being like a total jerk about this.
Oh,
really?
Oh. Yeah.
Why do you think that?
There goes your hello, Olivia, Jonah.
Like, if he's doing this now, it's just like a slippery slope.
Yeah.
What's he going to start charging you for next? Like toilet paper towels?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she brings up a good point, Jonah.
Does she? Because I agree, it is a slippery slope. If she gets to come over and use all my gas and, you know, all the electricity and everything, and I'm just expected to pay for it, I think that's a slippery slope, too.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You act like your girlfriend doesn't contribute at all in your relationship.
She doesn't, aside from the $4 that I asked for.
Yeah. She doesn't do anything for you.
Well, I don't know what you mean by anything for me. I'm talking about bills.
I don't know what you mean there. She means, does she cook for you? Does she clean?
Does she drive?
Read you bedtime stories?
All of those things are true, but I also do all of those things. The only thing that's different between us is pay any of the bills.
Alexis, what would you do if you're the friend who walked in and saw the bill on the table saying you owe your boyfriend $4? How would you react?
Okay, I mean, there's a red and green flag, I think. The green flag is he will have money in the future. He's good at saving
it. It may be your money.
The red flag is it's your money.
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe get him to, like, rip off someone else, and then...
So what is your stance? You would support your girlfriend in paying, or you would tell her no, get out of there?
Tell her to leave or tell her her to stay?
I mean, I would tell her to, you know, could she like negotiate, like buy dinner or something instead?
See,
that's what I would do.
See, you know what?
She can't take an opinion on
it.
She would wait to see what her girlfriend felt and then back her up on anything her girlfriend said.
She'd just be a good friend.
Yeah, Alexis was the wrong person to ask there.
Jonah, why don't you just stay over at her house more often?
We have a roommate, and she doesn't seem like she wants to be there very often because she's always asking to come to my place. I love having her over. I don't want you to think that I dislike this or something. I love it. It's just a matter of finance. It's hard for me to afford all the time.
Yeah. Maybe have your girlfriend and her roommate over, and you can charge the roommate as part of the fee instead of just your girlfriend. Then it seems more fair.
I can get on board with that.
They
walk in, hey, someone just got 50% off their bill.
Yeah. It's called compromise. We have more people that want to talk to you here, though, Jonah. Let's speak to Sarah. Do you think that Jonah is the jerk in this situation?
Well, it's crazy that you're talking about this because this actually happened to me with my husband, like back when we were dating.
What?
Really?
No way.
Yeah. Wait, you charged him or he charged you for utilities?
So he was charging me little fees for all kinds of things. It was utilities or, you know, if we took a long road trip, the gas, like it was a little fee for everything. And at first I was ticked off. I was like, dude, what? Are you doing with this?
Yeah.
What are these Venmo requests?
So I came up with what I think is a very creative way that we kind of ended the whole tit for tat deal.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did you come up with?
So I started charging my then boyfriend, now husband, an intimacy fee.
Oh.
Whoa.
Wait, hold on.
I'm anti this.
I want to hear it.
Yeah, I'm guessing it was more than $4.
I mean, it was really just to prove a point, right?
Right. Services
so you,
rendered.
You prostituted yourself to your own boyfriend?
Yeah.
I mean, you put it like that, but.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what it is.
And he, so wait. He paid it, right?
How long did that last? How long was he paying it?
Like a week.
And then you're saying he dropped all fees after that.
And then I didn't hear anything else about another fee. Yeah.
And they haven't been intimate in 8 years.
Yeah.
No?
They live in separate houses now.
Is that helpful for you, Jonah? You want to pass that along to your girlfriend?
Not at all. No, I'm not doing that.
Are you sure?
My girlfriend doesn't get an intimacy bill from the intimacy company, but I get a gas bill from the gas company.
Well, we should call that intimacy company and see what they're doing.
I love your logic. It's just so pure, man.
So we're running short on time here. We've been tallying up the text board at 78592, what our listeners are saying. According to them, Jonah, you are the jerk in this situation. You should not be charging your girlfriend.
Was it a landslide or like?
Did you hear him? I think you got to give it up, my man.
I will say it's actually closer than I thought. 67% said you're
67.
The jerk. So there's a lot of people who are still on your side.
Yeah.
So that's close to half. We'll go with half.
No, okay. It's not half. If you're that good at math, you know that's not half. I mean, you just got to weigh what's more important, your $4 or the love of your life.
Yeah, your girlfriend's love.
And maybe a good time to mention, you're going to have to buy her friends dinner to make up to them, just so you
know. Oh, probably. Yeah.
Cool. There's something to look forward to.
Okay.
Yeah, and I forgot to remind you, Jonah, we are charging an Am I the Jerk fee, so we're going to send you that bill. We'll send you a reminder to Venmo us, okay?
Ooh, are we charging per text? Because that would be great.
Yeah, $7 per text, okay?
Yeah.
He hung up.
Oh, okay, he's gone. Anyway, that's Am I the Jerk. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.